From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Rebecca Roberts. Andrew Speaker is reported to be doing well at the Denver hospital where he's being treated. He is the Atlanta attorney with an extremely drug-resistant form of tuberculosis. The outlook may not be so good for leaders at the CDC and Department of Homeland Security. They failed to prevent Speaker from leaving and re-entering the country last month. And they'll face some tough questions before two congressional committees tomorrow. NPR's Julie Rovner has the story.
A week ago today, Julie Gerberding, head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, basically patted her agency on the back for the job it had done getting Speaker into isolation in an Atlanta hospital after he disappeared from federal officials' radar screens 5 days earlier in Rome.
Our system works very well, and I really want to end by thanking the public health officials from around the world who came together in a network of protection, basically, to really take steps necessary to protect the public's health.
But since then, details released by, among others, investigators for the House Homeland Security Committee found that CDC and the Department of Homeland Security missed several key opportunities to control Speaker's travels. For example, on May 22nd, when Speaker was already in Europe for his wedding and honeymoon, and 4 days after test results indicated he had the most dangerous form of TB, CDC officials wanted to attach a note to his passport warning that he posed a public health risk. But instead of notifying the Bureau of Customs and Border Protection headquarters in Washington, CDC officials notified the Atlanta office instead. By May 24th, CDC officials had tracked Speaker down in Rome. They told him to absolutely not fly home on a commercial aircraft and scared him so much he ran. Then a breakdown in communications between CDC and the Department of Homeland Security resulted in Speaker's name not being entered on the no-fly list until nearly 5 hours after his plane had landed in Canada and 2 hours after he'd driven across the border to New York in a rented car. Finally, despite the fact that Speaker's passport had been flagged with a message that he should be detained, a Customs and Border Patrol agent waved him through at the Champlain, New York border crossing. Overall, says Barry Bloom, dean of the Harvard School of Public Health, it was not the finest moment for the nation's public health system.
I think they could have done an awful lot better.
Bloom, himself a TB expert, says it's particularly crucial with TB to enlist a patient's trust and get him or her into effective treatment fast, because that's how you prevent the spread of the disease.
So this is an example where the public health system didn't stop the case. The case continued to be, in principle, infectious, although it sounds to me not very infectious because it sounds like a localized lesion.
Meanwhile, today in Denver, a third sputum test from Andrew's Speaker came back negative, leading his doctors to deem him, quote, relatively non-contagious. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.